Do you ever sit through a new movie and wish for the kind of witty dialogue Hollywood films had back in the golden age of dialogue? I'm Bobby Rivers on Films. One of the masters of that golden age was Joseph L. Mankiewicz. His classic film, All About Eve, won him Academy Awards for Best Director and Best Screenplay. That was the year after he won Oscars for Best Director and Best Screenplay with his sophisticated suburban comedy, A Letter to Three Wives. Three longtime friends on their way to be volunteer help at a weekend community picnic get a letter from a dear mutual girlfriend who suddenly skipped town. The letter says that she has run off with one of their husbands. In flashbacks, each wife reviews her marriage, wondering if her husband could be the man that got away. The wives are played by Jean Crane, Ann Southern, and my favorite, brunette bombshell Linda Darnell as Laura May, the smart chick from the wrong side of the tracks who married well. There's also the inimitable Thelma Ritter, who next year would steal scenes with Bette Davis in All About Eve. Movies today need more dames like Thelma. The dialogue is not only witty, smart, and memorable, the social observations still hold up. One marriage has an entertainment scriptwriter and a schoolteacher, but it's the wife, Ann Southern, who writes the national radio scripts and makes more money than her husband, Kirk Douglas, as the schoolteacher. What he says about the income schoolteachers in America make is just as relevant today as when this movie came out in 1949. Stunning and kind of sad. In Laura May's home before she married, Mankiewicz looks at how parents often use their kids as an upgrade to income and social status. Thelma Ritter, as Sadie, cautions Laura May's mother, her best friend, with, "You gotta make up your mind whether you want your kids happy or your icebox paid up." I love Mankiewicz's literature of film with Laura May. Girlfriend knows how to work it. Now, the richest businessman in town has the hots for her. She works for him. She's just as shrewd and tough as he is. She's in his home. It's got a very butch yet tasteful decor. African wood carvings, wildlife artifacts. He's a big game hunter in the business jungle. Those details work for him. When those items are behind Laura May in the scene, they work for her too because, well, she's a babe on a big game hunt. She's out to bag a bear. And Paul Douglas, as Porter Hollingsway, is the bear. For something more modern and dramatic with three women affected by one piece of writing, rent The Hours with Meryl Streep, Julianne Moore, and Nicole Kidman. Kidman played writer Virginia Woolf, who was affected by her own writing. If you want something fun, festive, and sophisticated, rent A Letter to Three Wives. They just don't write them like that anymore. I'm Bobby Rivers on Films.